When Scott Walker and Republicans took over Wisconsin government in 2011, the changes they made captured the nation's attention.
They gutted union laws, bringing tens of thousands of protesters to the Wisconsin Capitol.
When I say union, you say power. Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Union!
It sparked recall elections that divided a state and catapulted Walker to the national stage.
Tonight we tell Wisconsin, we tell our country, and we tell people all across the globe that voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions.
And in the midst of all this, Republicans made another change. It didn't spark protests, it didn't lead to recalls, and at the time, it passed like any other bill.
There are 19 ayes, 14 noes. Senate Bill 148 is passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
It was the product of mountains of electoral data, spreadsheets, and math. Technically speaking, the end product was a map of Wisconsin, divided into districts for Congress and the legislature.
But practically speaking, it was monumental, a blueprint for GOP control of Wisconsin. Mapped Out is the story of how Wisconsin's 2011 redistricting plan came together and how it essentially locked in Republican control for a decade.
We'll look at how the fight over these maps dragged on for years and went all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
And we'll take you through what might happen with the next round of redistricting, which has already begun.
I'm Bridget Bowden.
And I'm Sean Johnson. This is Mapped Out, coming Wednesday, September 29th, from WPR Reports.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.